Country Club FM.
You got the clown horn on the right clown on. The clown show that is known as the Bob Almanac. Again, be listening to everything that is uttered. It might even, the question might even be what sound,
right? We've used that before.
Instrument started out the show,
right?
And the segment. But since I brought it up, don't think that I'm going to use it this time.
Probably not.
It's just as an example,
yep,
of what might be used in the Almanac quiz for Lone Star and Thompson Square tickets February 9th. All right, we've got a couple of items here before we actually get into this date in history. How about an Almanac rewind just for fun here?
Bob Almanac rewind.
In fact, rewind. I actually have two. So yesterday we were talking about Houdini dying from gangrene and whole thing with his appendix.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Oh, sure.
And we go, he can take a punch and everything. And didn't he take the cannonball? It was not Houdini who took the cannonball.
I didn't think it was.
Or at least the famous. Why didn't you say something yesterday?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I didn't think it was Houdini. It was an older guy.
I'm pretty sure you agreed with me. It was Frank Cannonball Richards.
Yeah.
Who took the cannonball to the stomach. I mean, the same video has these guys taking sledgehammers to his solar plexus.
Jeez.
And then he takes the cannonball and, of course, his areas that aren't muscles, the skin and whatever fat he might have on his body is just jiggling and moving and with the cannonball, thanks to Les and Anoka.
Kind of propelled him backwards.
And then also yesterday, wasn't it Michael Collins' birthday, the astronaut?
Yes, he was in the module.
Gone but not forgotten. The Blue Hornet said, maybe Michael Collins wasn't the least qualified man to land on the moon. Because we feel sorry for him often, right? He was the one guy who could not go and step on the moon. But maybe he was the only one, the only astronaut that was trusted not to go anywhere. So he'd be there to pick the guys up.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting there at the time. How many people would want to go somewhere? If you just drop somebody off somewhere, like the kids.
Right.
At an arcade, and then you leave and you forget.
Right.
Michael Collins, though, wasn't that guy. He was the guy to stick around.
He anchored.
Make sure he was there. So when the other two wanted to come back up from the lunar lander.
Beam me up, Michael.
He would be there to help them out. So thanks to the Blue Hornet for that contribution. Today, Wednesday, November 1st, 305th day of the year. Was October just a blur to you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. This date is All Saints Day. It was made compulsory by Pope Gregory IV.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite popes, Pope Gregory IV, Greg IV, 835. And he proclaimed that, made it compulsory throughout the Frankish kingdom. It's also known as All Hallows Day, and that's why we have All Hallows Eve, and that turns into Halloween, and
got it.
There you go, 835. 1800 on this date, John Adams, one of our finest presidents of all time. He became the first president to live in the White House, Washington, D.C., although they didn't call it the White House. What was it called then, the Executive Mansion?
I think so. Well, that was like a day or two after his birthday he moved in.
The House on the Hill,
right.
What a great birthday gift.
Right.
We know that it wasn't until it was early 1900s, late 1800s, Teddy Roosevelt was the one who coined it.
The White House.
Teddy Roosevelt was known to simplify things.
Evidently.
He was a great simplifier.
He really was.
1834, first published reference to the game of poker as a Mississippi riverboat game. That's where poker began. Are you surprised that it started on a riverboat?
No, not at all.
Probably not. The riverboat gambler.
Yeah.
That was his date, 1834. And it must have become very, very popular very, very quickly. Because, obviously, then it is referenced later on in the 1800s immensely with all of your outlaws. Half of the bad guys in the Old West were shot while playing poker.
Right.
So it became very
popular. Dangerous game.
It's very dangerous.
That's why I don't play it.
Yeah, you don't want the dead man's hand.
Right.
Which was, Neil?
Aces and eights.
This date, 1959. First audio of the day, other than the Bob Rewind.
Does it bother your vision, or what are the drawbacks to it?
Well, so far it's been all right, but after doing in practices and exhibition games, I never wore it in real competition, you know. So I would really don't know until then how good it is, you know.
That's Jacques Plante talking about his fiberglass mask. He wore it for the first time. He had been fiddling around with it in practice, and he'd been looking for best practices and coming up with something to protect his face. But there was a game this date, November 1st, 1959, took a puck to the nose, and he was bleeding all over the place.
Ouch.
And went into the locker room, and then he came back wearing a fiberglass protective face mask, and the rest is history. And, of course, with the death of Adam Johnson, the Hibbing native, former UMD Bulldog, there's been a lot of talk about protective equipment and protective gear. And they do sell neck guards, and they sell the cut-resistant fabric and fiber, almost like that. What's that stuff that knights wear? Chainmail?
Yeah.
That knights wear?
I can picture it. I don't know the name of it.
Stuff like that that would protect and prevent those kind of things.
Right.
And I guess a lot of people are starting to buy that now, especially the youth. Youth
don't
hockey
blame
parents
them.
And things like that. But this was the date, speaking of hockey equipment, Jacques Plante, one of the great goaltenders of all time on a pretty good team.
Right.
Canadians won Stanley Cup after Stanley Cup after Stanley Cup with Toe Blake leading the way.
Sure. We may not have Jason Voorhees without the hockey mask.
No, think about that. What else would he be wearing?
Changed our
would it be like
movies.
Michael Myers with just the burlap bag over
right.
his head? What would have the option been? A Nixon mask? The Nixon mask are very
big
popular.
Rubber. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
so there is that. Well, you know, when you're Jason, you know, you lop off some limbs of some college or high school kids, you know, on a Friday night, and then the next day you're in goal.
Yeah. You talk
about you're goaltending for your club team.
Yeah, right.
You know, making a save.
And horror.
Know. And instead of a stick, he would have his chainsaw. Mm-hmm. And a saw save and a beauty.
Yeah, indeed.
1968 here this day in theater near you.
Jim Rex? What's Jim Rex? Would you believe a movie audience guide presented as a public service by this theater's management to help you select your motion picture entertainment? Well, that's what it is. And we urge you to learn these rating symbols and use them as a guide for you and your family. G means suggested for general audiences.
We don't have time to go through all of them. I think you get the gist of it. It was the movie rating system made its debut. GMRX. Jim Rex is what they call it. It sounds comes like a T-Rex.
It does.
Jim Rex. Eventually they would add PG-13 and NC-17.
There was PG, then PG-13.
Yeah, PG would come later.
Right.
PG would kind of go between G and R.
Right.
And then NC-17 would go between R and X. And then PG-13 was flipped in there between PG and
R. They took out mature.
Right, which was, that's a little deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can be mature
right.
for your age.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean you're going to get into that movie.
Correct.
Right, so that was a state.
1968,
Jim
was?
Rex,
1968, 1994. Number 23, Michael Jordan!
It was an evening of celebration and love. It seemed like all of Chicago crammed its way into the United Center to honor the Windy City's ultimate superstar.
Well, I think they were actually trying to make me cry or something.
He retired more than anybody. He retired from the Bulls. Then he did baseball. Retired from baseball.
Right.
Then he came back to the Bulls. Retired. And then he went back to the Wizards, and he retired there again. This is a guy, you know, he had to pay his gambling debts.
Yeah.
That's why he kept playing. Yeah, exactly. So Michael Jordan's number 23 was retired for the first time, 1994. Is that why? Yeah. You think so?
I think he was.
Yeah, that's a major statement. He really went on a limb on that one.
I know
what.
How many rings did he win?
Six.
Yeah, that's a lot.
3-3.
Right.
Well, back in 3-3, a little Chuck Woolery. So Michael Jordan, number 23. Is that why when he came back mid-season that one year, you know, whatever it was, a year and a half later, he wore 40-something? He didn't wear 23.
Yeah.
Because it was up in the rafters.
45 or something.
Yeah, it was something 40.
I guess.
Yeah.
Then they said, "Yeah, we'll bring it back down."
Right.
It'll go back up at some point.
Speaking of Chicago.
He was the best football player I've ever seen. And probably one of the best people I've ever met.
his work ethic showed just by the fact that he only missed one game in 13 years.
And that missed game was a coach's order, not Peyton's choice. Walter Payton will be remembered for many things. Just pick a record or a highlight.
The Man of the Year is named after Walter Payton. The Man of the Year award in the NFL is named after Walter Payton. 13-year career, he missed one game, and that was coach's decision. The Vikings wish he would have missed that one game where he rushed for 277 when he had the flu.
Right.
Against the Purple People Eaters.
He tore us up.
He had bile duct cancer. My favorite Peyton highlight is when he would leap over the...
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like a high jumper.
Guy was an amazing athlete. And a super good guy.
And he was only 45.
Well, they lost running backs, you know, Gale Sayers and Walter Payton.
Yeah, think about that.
Great Bears.
Is Matt Sui still alive?
I hope so.
Let's go to birthdays now.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me. 'Cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. There was 10 of us living in a two-room shack on the banks of the river by the railroad track. We kept chickens in a pen in the back, and everybody said we was po' folks.
Bill Anderson and po' folks. It's Bill Anderson's The Whispering One. Whispering Bill Anderson. Happy birthday to him today. 86. Songs, and more songs. Long career. And a wonderful toupee.
Yes. And very nice man.
Oh, certainly.
Super good guy. We got to interview him, and I got to introduce him.
And he's always available. Yeah. He's always available, those country family reunions where all these great artists sit around in a studio, sure, and they're in a circle. And I was watching one the other day with Ernest, Don't Call Me Ernie Ashworth, Talk Back Trembling Lips. And lo and behold, this is like from early 2000s. There's Vince Gill in amongst all these. He just wants to be a part of it. I was just so impressed by that with Vince Gill. And, he's not there to sing his songs. He's there to sing along with all these other great country songs. Yeah. So a tip of cap.
An honor.
There to Vince Gill. So happy birthday, Bill Anderson.
So we've got to get you to do this, see? See, I do four times a week, 1,300 sit-ups, and without boasting at 80. This is like a plank. See that? Because you've got to get that.
That was 8 years ago. Some golf tips with a great Gary Player from South Africa. He said four times a week he does 1,300 sit-ups, Neil. Speaking of a guy who can take a punch.
Yeah, he probably can take,
take a cannonball
too.
Or at least maybe, how about a driver to the solar plexus?
Right.
Stand right there. Gary Player is 88.
So that means he does more sit-ups in a week than I do in my life.
Yeah, I haven't done that many in my lifetime.
No.
When they invented crunches, I was all for crunches because you didn't have to go all the way up. When you had to bring your shoulders up to your knees in Phi Ed class, like for the Phi Ed testing, good grief.
Right.
I couldn't keep my hands locked in. The teacher always said, you got to keep your hands locked behind your head. Good luck with that.
Yeah, ain't happening.
Have you seen my stomach? So Lyle Lovett is on our birthday list today, too.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat.
Oh, my God. You should see his hair in this video. He's like Fletch. When he, what was he, 6'7 with the hair and 6'3 without? I can't remember what it was, but...
If I were Roy Rogers...
Good singer, good performer, good songwriter, Grammy Award winner, Lyle Lovett. That's a song, If I Had a Boat. If I Had a Boat, Lyle Lovett just said, if I have a boat, I'm gonna put Julia Roberts on there and don't let her leave.
Right.
Because we need to take advantage of that. Yeah, so Lyle Lovett is 66 today. How about this little kid?
Mr. Wonka, what's going to happen to the other kids? Augustus, Veruca.
My dear boy, I promise you they'll be quite all right. When they leave here, they'll be completely restored to their normal, terrible old selves.
Of course, he was Charlie in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory back in the early 70s. And Neil, we all know how that ended, right? When he met with Willy Wonka.
Right.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Gene Wilder.
Let them have both barrels there.
Peter Ostrom, 66 today. How about that movie Total Recall?
Are you right? Are you still you?
I'm not sure, dear. What do you think?
All it takes is one kiss with Arnold. That's from Total Recall. She was Melina, who was the girlfriend of Arnold.
Okay.
Not Sharon Stone, but I thought that was a great scene when she fought Sharon Stone.
I didn't see it.
You've never seen Total Recall?
I don't think so, no.
Where he's on Mars, and they got Kato, and he's in the cave, and they got the mutants and the whole thing, and their faces melt, and it's Bogomil.
I'm sure it was really good.
It was very good. You're going to want to check it out.
I've seen Man on Fire.
I'm pretty sure I know what you were doing instead of watching Total Recall.
Probably.
Golf tips from Gary Player. Doing sit-ups? Are you doing sit-ups?
Sit-ups. Yeah. Yeah, I can't watch.
Rachel Tocotin is 65. I don't ever want to feel. Now, I assume last time I made a reference of it was Flea's birthday, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and how much they love wearing socks. Neil, I'm sure that you have since looked up and seen what that reference means.
I did. They wore socks in a particular area.
You did. Oh, wow. Finally. So the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, also a fond sock wearer.
Okay.
Anthony Kiedis.
Right on.
Is 61 today. How about this keyboard?
Pretty well done.
And pretty well known.
And recognizable.
Big number one song for A-ha. The guy on the keyboard for A-ha, Magna Furuholmen. That's Norwegian.
You're not from around here.
Furuholmen. And happy birthday to him. 61 today. Well, we're coming to your city. 60 for Big Kenny. Play our guitars and sing you a country song. Is he really that big?
Pretty tall.
But everybody's big compared to what, Lil Troy? Or who's the other guy that's in the little man?
2 Foot Fred.
2 Foot Fred, that's it. And John Rich.
John Rich isn't tall either. Really,
so Big Kenny is 60. Who's on the drums here? It's the one-arm drummer.
Sure.
Now, doing radio one-armed would be hard enough.
Correct.
To be a drummer in a rock band like Def Leppard, that was him on the cowbell and the whole thing. We're talking about Rick Allen. And Neil, will you translate for me Gunter Gleben Glotten Globen? Would you translate that for me?
I don't know what
that actually
means,
came from Mutt Lange. That's how the song starts.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, you do.
Okay, I don't know what it means, though.
Yeah, it's German gibberish.
Okay.
According to Mutt Lange. Okay. German gibberish.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Rick Allen is 60. Our rapper of the day today is Willie D from the Ghetto Boys.
Okay.
And Ghetto with one T. So I think actually that should be pronounced Ghetto. The Ghetto Boys. Willie D, 57. Hold me dear. Sing along. As I Lay Me Down to Sleep, Sophie B. Hawkins is 59. Funny gal Jenny McCarthy.
Since I got you on the phone, let's talk about your character, okay?
What character? I'm Candy, the chick who gets killed second. I'm only in two scenes.
You're not happy with your part.
I'm not happy that I'm 35 playing a 21-year-old. I'm not happy that I have to die naked. I'm not happy that my character is too stupid to have a gun in the house after her boyfriend's been cut into fish sticks.
That's her from Scream 3, where they made fun of horror movies. Those are good. Jenny McCarthy, who's a cousin to Melissa McCarthy.
Is she? No.
Yeah.
Is
no,
she really?
That's true.
She's on the Masked Singer now,
Yes, she is a judge on
Beautiful.
The Masked Singer. She is 51.
What goes up must come down.
It's not David Clayton Thomas,
though. No, it's Bo Bice,
Bice, yeah.
Who fills in for him.
American Idol, right?
Yeah. Painted, bone, it left finished second.
Does Carrie sound Underwood. A little bit like David he's got Clayton.
He's got that guttural voice. Yeah. Bo Bice is like 48. It. And then one more little music here for you.
Say my name, say my name. No one is
How familiar are you with Destiny's Child? It's Know Your Members of Destiny's Child.
Is that...
It's not Beyonce.
Oh, that's the only one I know.
Yeah. It's the only one I know, too. Latavia Roberson.
I wouldn't have got that.
42 today.
That one would have taken me a while.
And again, a reminder, we are doing a quiz. So be listening, please, at the end.
Know everything that there
is to know. Lone Star tickets.
Right. Sports writer and broadcaster Grant Lynn Rice, born on this day, 1880. He coined the Notre Dame backfield, the Four Horsemen. In the 24-20, pretty famous guy, Grant Lynn Rice there. Actress Barbara Bawson, you remember this program?
Surplus Store Corner, Peebles Drive, 24th Street.
She was the wife to Daniel J. Travanti's character, I think.
This is TV theme time. And one of the greats. And Ed Marinaro.
Another Mike Post.
Sure.
Production.
He was a genius. Barbara Bawson on Hill Street Blues, born on this day, 1939. Probably be a good request for today, Barry Sadler.
Fearless men who jump and die.
I kind of feel like I should stand up and
men
salute.
Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret.
It's the Ballad of the Green Berets, done by Army Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. Thank you for your service, Barry. Born on this day, 1940. She was in the Bob Newhart Show and was really one of the stars of the program, Marcia Wallace.
Well, how's your day been so far?
Give me an ice cube, will you, Carol?
Drinking won't solve anything.
I need the ice cube because I sat on some gum in the subway just before my hat blew away in the wind, just before that woman tried to stab me to death in the elevator.
Maybe she just wanted your gum. Listen,
she was kind of the secretary to everybody, right? She was kind of right in the middle. She was secretary to the dentist, to Bob, and anybody that was there.
Yeah. She was, and she always had a quip, and a little verbal sparring was always fun to do. Marcia, she had big teeth, is what I kind of remember. Marcia Wallace, born on this day, 1942. Dan Peek was one third of America.
This is for all the lonely people. Thinking that life is passing by.
Along with Dewey Bunnell and who's the other guy?
Jerry Beckley.
Jerry Beckley, yeah. Who I believe are still out touring. Minus this man, they lost too early. The fine musician Dan Peek, born on this day, 1950. Co-founder of Kool and the Gang, it's Ronald Bell.
That's him on the bass here,
for sure. Everybody.
Oh yeah, what a night.
Are you like me? I cannot hear this song without seeing John Lovitz in Wedding Singer.
Oh yeah. That is good. You kind of got a shaky groove thing to this a little bit. Yeah, you can't help
it's
it.
It's ladies' night, after all.
For goodness sakes.
It's always ladies' night on the Bob Almanac.
For sure. Ronald Bell was that fine musician, and he was born on this day, 1951. Our gone rapper of the day is Lil Peep. Lil Peep, he became known for, you remember Hellboy and Live Forever.
Hellboy born especially.
1996. I don't know what happened. It seems like a lot of rappers die young. It was a very violent career path for young rappers. Lil Peep, 1996. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Maybe you like to sit around, open up your gifts, and have eggnog and trim the tree and do all that. I don't have time for that. I'm concerned with the heavyweight championship of the world.
Sure.
I'm also concerned with the animalistic abilities of Mad Dog Vachon.
Yes.
Animalistic abilities.
He was. You've seen him. He's biting people's ears off.
Right, he is. Bobby, is that the Brain?
Yeah, Bobby the Brain Heenan. Your staff forgot the Brain. I'm not going to say one of, the greatest manager in the history of professional wrestling with the Heenan family.
Yeah.
And his stable of wrestlers.
He was
most notably
special.
Mick Bockwinkel.
Right.
1944.
And one of the great interviews in wrestling
and history. Color commentators. Yeah. He and Gorilla Monsoon were fabulous. So Bobby the Brain Heenan.
What year?
1944. Now gone.
But not.
Forgotten. All right, here's the quiz. Hopefully you remember everything about today's Bob Almanac. This might be just a general knowledge question as well for the Lone Star tickets, Thompson Square, February 9th, Treasure Island. Mm-hmm. We had a birthday for Rick Allen, who's the drummer from Def Leppard.
Sure.
What's unique about Rick Allen?
Right.
What makes him unique as a drummer for the group Def Leppard?
I think we did mention it, but...
Certainly did.
Yeah.
I should have said, could you repeat to me the four words that start with G that I asked Neil to translate? Gunter Gleben Glauben Globen. All right. So, Rick Allen, what's special about him? 763-450-0100. Good luck. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Reba? Can't even get the blues? Mm-hmm. Sawyer Brown, Step That Step. Mm-hmm. Or Dolly Parton, why'd you come in here looking like that?
All good. But since it started their career, we'll start the Bob-a-thon with Sawyer Brown.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Bob FM.